Hi guys, and welcome back to Travel Troubles. I'm Sean. This is Holly.
Hello.
And today is just like every other day on Travel Troubles. We talk about our travels and our troubles. Troubles with our travels and troubles with each other.
Mm-hmm.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
I can already see you itching.
I'm all right.
You're all right?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Nothing.
All right, okay.
What did we do this week, Sean?
What did we do this week? This week, we went to the sunny old city of Blackpool.
Seaside town.
Yeah, and there wasn't much joy, apart from a pleasure beach in Blackpool. Blackpool is interesting. So if you grew up in England or Scotland, north of England or really Scotland, Blackpool was known as a...
It's an institution.
Yeah, families of your parents of parents have gone there for generations. For the South, it's South End, but for you guys, it's
Sean
Blackpool.
Kept comparing to South End. I was like, I wouldn't know. I've never been.
Oh, South End. Well, we definitely have to go to South End at some point.
Right, you're right.
And Blackpool, yeah. When we first got there, I was like, oh, wow, this isn't as run down as I thought it'd be. And then I was like, oh, we just went one street over, and it's like...
It's always been like that, though.
Yeah.
They put a lot of money into, like, the promenade and the waterfront, and then the streets behind it just kind of get neglected, unfortunately.
And it's... We've been travelling around, like, Asia, and we've seen a nicer places in Asia.
Yeah.
It was really run down, and it's actually, like...
It's the council's fault, though.
Yeah, it's really badly done, because there's... The problem is, like, if you wanted to open something there, there's loads of places you can open up, mm-hmm. but you just can't open anything up because you'll be next to someone else that looks like it's trashed.
Yeah.
Like, you could work out...
Or somewhere better than you.
Yeah. It's really weirdly done.
It's taken over as well by a lot of, brands. Like, I don't remember McDonald's and all that being there when I was younger.
No, not as many. Weatherspoons as well.
Yeah, again.
Yeah, a couple of Weatherspoons. But, yeah, there's... The seafront's really nice, but everything else, a bit of a mess, isn't it?
It's going to get hot in this car and quick.
Yeah.
It's actually a mild, like, 17 degrees, but this car holds heat like no one's business.
I know. We didn't think about this when we decided to start recording in cars.
No.
Especially when it's summer is coming. We started this in the winter, and I was like, that's fine.
We had our dust summer. It was yesterday when it was 19 degrees.
Oh, yeah, we had it. That's right. We should be fine now for the rest. So if you're new here and you've never seen Travel Troubles before, we do talk about our week and talk a little bit about it, but we also like to give each other troubles about each other. And do you have any troubles about me this week? Or have I just been...
We give positives or negatives, Sean.
Do we?
We don't give troubles.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Positive or negative.
Do you have any positives or negatives about me this week, Ollie? No. Do you want me to start?
There you go.
I've got this one, and I'm not sure where to put it. I don't know if it's a positive or a negative, but it definitely involves you. So we're in Blackpool, and I'm filming my car.
That's not fair.
Again, I don't know where it's a positive or a negative. I just need to mention it. But it...
I was xenophobically attacked.
Yeah, I know. So we're in filming my car, and this guy just like shouts like
abuse. Yeah.
I don't know who to, or if he's talking to us, or but. Holly pipes up and just stares at the guy.
No, I turned around and I was looking to see what his deal was.
Yeah.
And he was like, who are you looking at? I went, well, you, obviously.
So my positive and negative for you is the fact that you stood up for yourself. Well, my positive, because it's like really good, you stood up for yourself. And my negative is the fact you stood up for yourself, and sometimes it's just good just to put your head down and...
He told me to come over here and he'd sort me out, and then he was like, oh, if you're from Scotland, go back to your own country.
At one point, he shouted at me, if you don't sort your missus out, I'll sort you out. And I just started laughing at this guy. This guy was like 19 years old.
If that. I mean, he could have been 13. He's from Blackpool. Could have had a hard paper round.
He could have had a hard paper round. Some of the people there did look like they had a hard paper round. No offence, Blackpool. but... It was, this guy was just shouting at us. And I was like, what is it? This guy...
I felt like I'd walked back down East Kilbride Town Centre, because that's the kind of stuff you expect in my hometown.
And we just got in the car. We was literally driving off at this point. I was like, well, I've had a nice time, but...
I was waiting for him to say something about the car. I'm like, well, at least I've got one.
Yeah. It was mad. I don't know what it is, but yeah. So my positive and slash negative is the fact that one, you stood up for yourself, and the negative is the fact you stood up for yourself.
Yeah, but I stood up for myself and then let it go, and then Sean continued to laugh like a maniac at this guy.
So the guy just kept on staring at us, so I just started laughing. So I've always worked out, if you want to like really like scare someone off, it's just laugh like a crazy person.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, is this guy actually crazy?
You looked unhinged. Like you looked unhinged.
And that's the best way of doing it. Just look unhinged and then people leave you alone. I know it's actually, it sounds bad, but it's like, well, you don't mess with someone who's like...
But you don't know what they're capable of.
Yeah. But if someone's like acting all big, like, oh, big and tough, like this guy's just like, he was shouting abuse at us while walking away, and I was just like laughing at him, and he was like, oh.
I think he took his missus to a hot date at McDonald's. So.
Yeah, well, to be fair, it's probably the best place in Blackpool to go to. Have you got anything for me this week?
Negative come from setting this up.
Oh, to be fair, it's not my fault. Well,
you always leave it to me, but for some reason you decided to take it into your own hands this week, and then when it wasn't working, then you wouldn't let me fix it.
You fixed it, you got it working.
Of course I did.
Yeah. We do need to work out what we're doing in this car, though, because it is getting very hot.
Well, you could have been smart and rolled the window down before.
I can do it now, but the only problem is there's a lot of people around. We need to find a new space to film this.
People just need to go away from the Lake District.
Yeah, can you just not come to Lake District this year? That'd be good.
Oh, good job, Sean. Oh,
sorry. Blue. There you go. You wouldn't even notice that in the edit. I'm just going to leave that in. It's me. If you're wondering if you're listening to this and not watching this, I just turned the car on just to pull the windows down slightly.
And Sean's cooking, but he's also wearing a denim jacket inside the car.
It's a fashion statement on a podcast that people listen to.
She's seen better days. Like the cuffs are so badly frayed.
It's part of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do I get a positive this week?
Do you get a positive this week?
Well,
kind of think.
Wow. Right, anyway, I'm going to move on while Holly's thinking about the positives. What else we've done this week is we actually went to go outdoors.
And there's a wasp.
Is it in the car?
No.
No?
Okay. It was on the windscreen.
All right, okay. So we went go outdoors to go camping, which is going to be fun because obviously Holly's not scared of anything. Like, what?
Sean, you're the man that couldn't even get in water at the feet of a jellyfish the size of a 10p coin.
When was this? During the night?
No, this wasn't during the night. This was during the day. Are you seeing the size of that thing, though? It's massive.
Do you want me to do the windows up?
No, but it's like 2 inches, this thing.
Massive 2 inches. Anyway.
I cannot leave that in there. My positive this week actually doesn't go to Sean.
What? Where did your positive go this week?
It goes to my dad.
Oh, yeah, your dad.
Because we got dad involved in the mania that is the Funny Backpacker channel.
Yeah.
Dad always gives us facts in the comments. If you ever watch one of the videos and you see a comment and it's a fact, it's my dad.
Yeah.
Like, no ifs, ands, or buts, it's dad.
Yeah.
So we're now going to make him a permanent feature on the Funny Backpacker channel where he gives us a fact for everywhere we go. And unfortunately, the first place he had to give a fact on was Blackpool. But sorry about that, Dad.
But quite funny with the whole the fact you said, "Oh, get your dad to pose quizzically."
Oh no, the picture's brilliant.
So every time we do a video now, so you'll see Blackpool. If you've watched it already, you'll see him doing a.
He's pondering.
Pondering. And yeah, it's going to be quite good to do that.
Yeah, it'll be funny.
So he gets the positive this week for that. So back to the camping. So we bought some camping stuff from Go Outdoors. That's literally all I was going to say. Mm-hmm. So next video you'll watch will be us camping somewhere. We haven't decided where. We're going to do some sort of trial run.
Yeah, but we can't decide where because it's a bank holiday weekend.
But we should be all right on the Monday and Tuesday because everyone should be going back to work.
You'd hope.
So we're probably doing it somewhere localish to us, but hopefully just outside the Lake District. We're looking at
Go on, Sean, where were we looking at?
Cucumbri.
It's spelt Kirkcudbri, but it's Cucumbri. Sean was like,
I swear, everything on the south of Scotland border, everything's spelt just so the English say it wrong. You've got you've got another one down
I would
there.
Say that the names on the Scottish border are actually... Oh, no, there is one.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are simple. So you can tell you're in Scotland and not England. But there's one called Hoik, which I think you're thinking of, which is spelled Hawick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Hoik.
Hoik.
Or there's Mulgai, which is Mulngavy, but that's near Glasgow.
That's more near Glasgow, yeah. There's a couple around.
Ecclefechan.
Ecclefechan, that's the one I was thinking of. That was literally it. I couldn't think of it in my head, but that was it. Ecclefechan,
yeah.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, we're hopefully going to go around Dumfries and Galloway and show you camping there of some sort.
At least he says Dumfries and not Dumfries.
Dumfries, yeah, get another one.
It's Dumfries. My little sister, when we first moved back, called it Dumfries. Yeah. And Kilmarnock. It's Kilmarnock.
Exactly. You're going through them all.
Well, no, it's just because... We've had this discussion before, but use the English, I would say.
Yeah.
Pronounce your words in three syllables, and we pronounce it in...
Four? I don't know.
No, you're two and we're three. Like, you say water. It's water.
Water. Yeah, but I'm from Essex, isn't it?
Water.
Water.
Bottle of water.
Bottle of water. Water in Gibraltar don't taste like it oughta.
What?
Water in Gibraltar don't taste like it oughta.
The water in Gibraltar doesn't taste like it ought to. The one that can't speak English.
It only works in an Essex accent.
Water in Gibraltar.
The water in Gibraltar don't taste like
it
ought.
It sounds like you're gargling water when you say it.
It sounds like you're trying to drink it.
You just spat everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh.
Say don't spray it. I think it's been quite a good week. It's going to be a short episode this week.
We're only working like 2 days in between episodes and then we're off again.
And we'll be filming and talking again. All right, thanks for watching, guys. I hope you enjoyed it this week. I've been Sean, like I am all week.
You've not been Holly this week?
No, not Holly this week. Maybe next week.
Yeah, it's not as good.
And that's Holly. And we will be again here next Thursday. We will be here next Thursday. And we'll be talking about our camping experience. And it's going to be great. How is Holly is scared of wasps, as we found out in this episode.
Sean, you're scared of everything in existence. Let's hope there's not water around the campsite, because Sean will be worried there's a jellyfish in it, even though we're in the middle of the UK.
The water don't taste like water, especially in Gibraltar.
Oh, good grief.
And I'll see you
next Thursday.
And I'll see you again
soon.